tuning in and welcome to Beyond the Mission, the business of nonprofits on the Michigan Business Network. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton Allen, and I have with me Steve Trika, Chief Results Officer at Integrated Strategies. Today, we're discussing leadership in uncertain times. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Vicki. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm really excited to learn more about what you've got to share with our audience.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Quite an honor, actually.
Thank you. Steve is a guru in business strategy, and we're really grateful that you're spending time with us today. Steve, I know that you have had an extended career in consulting businesses and building leadership strategies. And today I wanted you to just define two of the leadership cultures that express characteristics of leadership.
Thank you. Gosh, guru, such a powerful word. I really think of myself more as a learner and working hard to contribute, if you will. So over the last 35 years, I had the pleasure with working with literally dozens and dozens of corporations all over the world. And when I get hired, I don't get hired by those organizations that are doing really, really well. I get hired by those organizations that, quite frankly, are looking for help. And when I enter those organizations, one of the first things that I have to do is get to understand leadership, leadership culture, leadership style, and that helps in terms of advising and actually rolling up sleeves and helping organizations move forward. And what I've learned through time, there's really kind of two characteristics, two groupings of leaders that I find. One of them I call an acceleration leadership style. And this is a style that really is about caring. It's about contribution. It's about creating a culture where we recognize that the best work actually comes from our workforce, understanding our customers and how to best serve them, always thinking about how do I best serve? How do I best work together to serve? On the other hand, we have what we call a culture that crushes and it creates waste. And we've termed that depression leadership. Depression leadership tends to be marked by leaders that are making decisions beyond or levels below where they should be, 2 to 3 levels below. They spend more time being reactive than proactive. They believe because they have been artificially empowered into their leadership position that they're most right in all topics. So what we're doing as an organization or what I do is help understand what those cultural balances or imbalances are and help bring forward. Sometimes it's coaching, one-on-one coaching with those leaders, but it's tied into how do you effectively persuade, how do you effectively communicate, and how do you move organizations forward.
Thank you so much for that really detailed description. I'm just concerned about the cultural balances and imbalances when talking about depression or acceleration leadership, because sometimes an external force may contribute to the characteristics of leadership. And it's at a time that we're recording this, we are currently in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the COVID-19 pandemic. And what's happening is a lot of leaders have much ambiguity to consider whilst building strategy or even daily action plans. Can you speak more to this shift that leaders are having to take right now in this time?
So think about Deming. Deming has a famous quote. He says, things that aren't the same are different. We're in a different time. It's not a new time. It's a different time. We are dealing with customers who have always had high expectations, but right now there's a high level of uncertainty. And it's not just in our customer base, but it's also in our workforce. And that uncertainty is also in our leadership because our leaders are fundamentally people as well. They have those personal needs. They have those personal wants. They're trying to understand, how do I bring certainty into an uncertain environment? That's a standard, regardless of how one might classify themselves as a leader, as a customer, as part of the workforce. And what we find out is that when we're in a high level of uncertainty, those are real close emotions to anger. Those are real close emotions to mistrust. They're real close emotions to depression. And so when we're working with that environment, it's insufficient to say, well, I just need a better business process. I just need to reduce waste. Those are insufficient. What we need to do is understand, how do I take and work with the workforce, recognizing these new demands that are brought forward by this environment, and do it in a way that ethically persuades and brings forward value?
Do you think that leaders are able to manage this depression leadership zone as a temporary blip and to recover quickly with solid strategies? Or do you think that we're just in this environment right now where it's somewhat fluid and we're having to adjust almost daily, weekly in terms of what we're doing?
What leaders need to do at this point in time is be very reflective of the actions that they're taking. And they need to understand that the easiest action to take is depression leadership actions. Those are that crush, those that are waste, those that actually drive uncertain behaviors. So as a leader, I need to do a better job of reflecting and understand what are the actions that I can take to help move certainty ahead in an uncertain environment and eliminate those sorts of depression, those sorts of waste cultures. Now, those are things that have to be learned if it's not a natural practice for some people.
This is a great time to really test leadership skills, and I look forward to a time when we can reflect back in kind of a continuous improvement approach and start assessing some of the gains and losses in this time to know what really helped people become flexible and resilient enough in their leadership roles to recover successfully after this pandemic. So, Steve, I appreciate you sharing. We've had time to talk about a lot of things off of the recording too. And one of them is that you are writing a book. So do you want to talk to me just a little bit more about the inspiration for that and how far you've gotten so far?
Well, the inspiration behind that, actually, I have written one, and it was all about process improvement and how to ethically persuade, et cetera, et cetera. And then I read it and it was terrible and I threw it out. So, and I got talking to some different folks, particularly my family, said, "Dad, just tell your stories. My gosh, you've been all over the world. You've worked with dozens and dozens of organizations. You've got great stories of individuals that have accomplished and companies that have accomplished great things. And share those. What makes that different? What makes that unique? And how do people embrace that challenge to drastically improve, to drastically accelerate their organizations and do it in a fun way? Because consequently, many of those organizations and people, those organizations have become dear friends and I treasure those relationships."
I very much look forward to a business storybook because I am sure it will be a refreshing read for many and we'll learn from your stories. Thank you very much for spending time with us today, Steve. It was appreciated.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Bye now. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Beyond the Mission, the business of nonprofits. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton Allen, on the Michigan Business Network. Thanks for tuning in.